All right, welcome to the land use meeting for December 17th, 2025. Again, item number one is the approval of tonight's agenda. I'll look for a motion on that.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move that we approve our agenda for tonight's meeting.
Davis seconds.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Item two is approval of the minutes from the December 3rd, 2025 meeting. We've all had a chance to look at those and approve them.
This is Commissioner Uhr. I move that we approve the minutes from the Land Use Authority from December 3rd, 2025.
Davis seconds.
I have a first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Item three is declaration of abstentions or conflicts. Does anyone have any with tonight's? No. Okay. Awesome. On to the public hearing. Item 4A is the final plat amendment for the estates at Burke Springs subdivision, lot three, phase three, lot 308, located at 2005 North Creek Side Court. The applicant is Capital Consulting and Investments, and we will turn the time over to Sebastian.
Good evening. Thank you. The applicant is requesting approval of a partial amendment to the final plat of the estates at Burke Springs Phase 3, Lot 308, located at 2005 North Creekside Court. The purpose for this amendment is to vacate a portion of the existing 20-foot drainage easement located on Lot 308. No other changes are proposed. Staff has reviewed the proposed final plat partial amendment and find that it conforms to the R18 zoning of this development. The subdivision also is in compliance with the ordinance for the city. Staff has recommends the Land Use Authority approve the estates of Brook Springs Phase 3 partial amendment A subdivision based on the following findings and conditions in this report. That concludes staff report, and I can answer any questions that you may have at this time.
So they're shrinking it from 20 to 15. Is that what I see?
That is correct. It's just a simple reduction in the easement. No other, no structural changes and whatnot. Just that's it.
Is this retention or just drainage?
Drainage as well.
Oh, so it's just an easement to go through it. Okay, cool.
Okay, so just so I understand, there's no negative impact.
You guys have any questions? Okay, thanks, Sebastian.
Yep.
This is a public hearing. I'll open this up to the public if anyone would like to speak to this item. Okay, I'll close the public hearing portion of this, and if you guys have any other questions or look for a motion.
Commissioner Davis, I have no questions, so I'll make a motion to approve the final plat partial amendment for the estates at Burke Springs Subdivision Phase 3, Lot 308, located at 2005 North Creekside Court.
Commissioner Uhr seconds.
I'm first by Commissioner Davis, the second by Commissioner Uhr. Individual voting, Commissioner Davis. Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Uhr.
Aye.
I'm Commissioner Bullock. I'm an aye as well. So that is approved. Item 4B is a preliminary plat approval for the preserve at Alea Phase 5 and 6 subdivision located at approximately Washington Fields Road and Capistrano Avenue. Alea Development Corporation, and we will turn the time over to Sebastian.
The applicant is requesting approval of a preliminary plat for the preserve at Alea Phases 5 and 6 subdivision located at Washington Field Road and Capistrano Avenue. This subdivision is proposing 61 lots covering 8.26 acres of land. This parcel is zoned PCD with PCD surrounding the whole site. The project proposes a mixed residential development consisting of 31 townhomes and 30 single-family units. The development will be located at Villages 6 and 8 on the Alea PCD map, which is shown in the exhibit if you scroll down it. Yes, so right where the star is. The total density is 7.38 dwelling units an acre for the two phases. Each townhome unit will provide a two-car garage and a full 20-foot driveway, which would allow four cars in total to park at each unit. The proposed subdivision also conforms to the zoning, and the request meets the subdivision requirements and city ordinances for this specific location. Staff has reviewed the request and recommends the Land Use Authority approve the preliminary plat for the preserve at Alea phases 5 and 6 based on the conditions and findings in this report. That is the end of this report, and I can I'm happy to answer more questions if you have any at this time.
Sebastian?
Yes.
Commissioner Davis, just making sure that I went out there again just to make sure I've got this thing properly ran. Now, phases 1 through 4, this has been done sequentially or not? Because I was going back to the notes and maybe Eldon could.
If the applicant is here, they would be able to answer that. I believe
I think
they
we've
have.
Been done. I think we've gone through 1 through 4, but I want to make sure because of the structures that are already there.
Right.
And then as we put now, we're just pushing through down, I think it's Redondo Road.
I believe the first four phases have been done. If the applicant is here, they can speak to that. If not, I can get back to you on the information.
Is that accurate? Hold on, are we good?
Yes, it has been sequentially. I think we skipped over phase 2, which they'll hit here in the near future. But yes, 1 through 4 and
1, 3, and 4. Thank you.
My only concern is down at the bottom of this, where 512, 513, 514, and 515, even 516 come in. It looks like that road narrows up right there. Is there enough parking in this? I know we've got 2 in the garage and 2 out, but even as you drive through all of these with these townhomes, it's tight, and they're going to be parking on both sides. Why is this not the same width all the way across that road? That's my question. Why is it? It looks like it jumps up from a 30-foot private road to 10 or to 20. I'm not sure.
So Truss is laying up to so that
yes,
up to the
where
right.
Those last four are. Why can't we push that road all the way through to the same width? It looks like it's going to be issues backing out and when people park on the road.
If you scroll down to the exhibit, it might show the perhaps, or not the exhibit, the I guess it would be. Yeah, so if the applicant was here, they'd be able to speak on that. As this was part of the original plat.
Is the applicant online?
I think that's more of a hammerhead. It's not going to punch through.
Well, I see that, but it's also quite a bit narrower than the 30-foot road. Am I wrong?
Yeah, they'll be required to meet our 26-foot fire requirement there for that hammerhead turnaround. I can see if they dimension that out here on the plan.
The last exhibit kind of shows a future. Well, is that a future radius or is that just?
Until the other road gets in.
I don't see a dimension on there, but you know, they'll be required fire planning and public works building. And review these in the construction drawings and make sure that width meets our minimum standard for that.
And they don't need to have, I mean, that's not even a hammerhead. That's just a dead end right there. They don't have to have anything for code. They don't have to have anything that goes down there where that turn is.
It's based off a distance from the previous street turnoff.
It'd probably just make it a lot easier for everyone if it was at least the same width as the 30-foot road. And I don't know why we couldn't. That would be my, that's my only hang up with this whole thing is that one little spot right there. But maybe there's a reason for it. I don't know.
Dave, do you have anybody online? Maybe Brandy Walker.
I don't see anyone online for this meeting.
Evelyn, and just to be clear, this is a, this preliminary plat, initially when we started, it is six phases in total. More coming on the back of it.
There will be more coming on the back end, which will come for pre-plat.
When you look at, you know, I think this is again Village 6 and 8, I believe. Just trying to make sure that I'm tighter on exactly where this sits within Village, say Village 6.
What does the bordering phase look like? The one that's going to butt into this one down there at that?
Right, that's where I'm trying to get my head around.
One thing you might consider is with some of these questions that may not have answers tonight, as well as no representative on in the meeting, is just a table, and then we can instruct staff to make sure they have somebody that will show up to the next meeting and answer some things for you.
I'm not too worried. I just would like to make sure that that road was the right width. I mean, maybe it's not a big deal. I mean, if the city's fine with it and it meets all codes and standards.
I think at a minimum, a planning commissioner is entitled to an answer as to why they designed it like that. And I think that's probably how I would characterize your question is how was that explained? And, you know, staff didn't write it, didn't design that or draw that, so they don't know. Commissioner Davis also has some questions as to phasing and wanting to see how that's come along. And so if we don't have all that tonight, a tabling is generally, those are the type of reasons why you table an action is so you make a more informed decision.
Somebody just move to table?
We can table it till the next meeting. I don't care if you guys don't care.
I think they're valid questions.
Okay. Thanks.
John, with Public Works, do you have any concerns with that stubbed road meeting standards or any weigh in on that?
Hey, can you speak into the microphone, please? You just get in that one.
Yeah, I mean, it is a bit tight for utility installation, everything like that. Can we make it work? Yes, we can make it work. I'm trying to remember, I was trying to look and see what they had for their lot layouts for the next phase to the south, but I can't seem to find anything. So it would be a concern, yeah, if we have any lots that would be, you know, fronting that segment of road from the south. So, because like you said, then we'd have, you know, we'd have frontages two different sides trying to pull out onto a street that's much narrower than the approved 30 foot for this PCD. So it's probably a legitimate question just to see what it is that we have planned for the south of there.
Awesome. Thank you. Is that what you were wondering?
Yeah, that's exactly right, because I don't know what's below it. So. Okay, well, at this point then, Mr. Commissioner Davis, I'll make a motion that we table item, it's the preliminary plat approval for the Preserve at Alea Phases 5 and 6, subdivision located approximately Washington Fields Road and Capistrano Avenue until we can receive further information from the applicant and staff.
We have to.
The one thing I will usually advise on tables, it's just a due process. If you could amend your motion to include the date of the next meeting, just so that.
And for the.
Is the date?
Up on the January 4th, oh, 7th.
Seventh.
January 7th.
January 7th.
This is Commissioner Mitchell, I second.
So I have a first by Commissioner Davis, a second by Commissioner Mitchell. Individual voting, Commissioner Davis. Commissioner Mitchell.
Aye.
Commissioner Uhr.
Aye.
I'm Commissioner Bullock. I'm an aye as well. We will table this into the January 7th meeting. Item, I think item 5 is adjournment.
This is Commissioner Mitchell. I move that we adjourn.
Commissioner Uhr, I second.
I'm first and second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Meeting is adjourned.